The Veterans Health Administration ran out of money this fiscal year. It was about to close hospitals before Congress stepped in to help. To make sure this never happens again, Dr. David Shulkin, VHA's new leader, has told his chief medical officers to work closely with financial managers. Chief Financial Officer Kathleen Turco tells Federal News Radio's Emily Kopp some more.
Going forward, we are very much, and Dr. Shulkin has challenged us to do this, to do much more in terms of our planning and our resource allocation and what we're going to call expense management for 2016. And we are going to much more closely manage our obligations and expenses. We're going to do that, as you're hearing from this panel, CMO to CFO relationship. We're going to work with our CMOs and our network directors, our medical directors of the hospitals, along with our business office for much more alignment, more planning in terms of where we think the care will be delivered, and then the allocation of those resources. So it's much more, and I also think that with Dr. Shulkin's leadership and the senior team that he's putting in place at VHA, that we will not repeat what occurred in 2015.
I'm not sure those of us on the outside understand how decentralized some of these financial management practices are at VA. Can you just give me an example?
Right. Well, so we manage across 150 medical centers, and they do all have 150 separate processes for financial execution. That is a very, it's an old school approach, and we need to change that. Lori Park has been working on a design to move us forward, but we're challenged. We also have a 30-year-old plus financial system, so we really need a new core accounting system, and we really need to standardize across the VHA network, and we need to really focus in on what's best for the patient with the CMO, and that means that the CFOs, we have to ensure that we have standardized policies, practices, be those in the budgetary world we live in and in the part of the greater financial world that we operate in around obligations and expenses. So a lot more standardization has to take place, and it isn't, you know, that's not eliminating any in terms of people. We need them, they're critical, but it's standardizing processes and procedures and ensuring alignment to our plans and then how we execute our funds.
Is this a technology problem? Is it a political problem or a people problem? And because you said this would take the better part of 2 years to solve.
So from a technology standpoint, having implemented a financial system at a different agency, GSA, federal financial systems are incredibly challenging to move out of an old system into a new system. We are looking at how best to manage against the appropriate, I think, shared services model that the Office of Management and Budget has asked us to work within. We are complex at VHA, and we do serve medical centers, so they have a level of complexity that is not at every other federal operation. HHS has that type of operation. We see that in the Army and the Navy. So we're looking at some best practices from those agencies. But moving to a new financial system is a daunting task. It really is. It has a tremendous amount of what I call, I'm trying to find an appropriate word, change management. And it is always hard to predict how much change you're going to need. But standardizing all the business rules and all of the workflow and the practices, it's a huge undertaking. It's a necessary undertaking because we do need to really get it standardized so it's going to cost less to the system and ensure that we're focusing our financial resources on veteran medical care.
How does this impact veterans care?
Oh, I think it directly impacts veterans care. And we saw that this year. If we're unable to get at that financial data, if we're not able to get at all of the performance data that we need, we can't inform senior management of how we're going to move forward. And we can't match it up with our performance data. And that's what's really the challenge we had, sort of where we're going with access and then matching up the financial data. So we worked long hours to get that addressed. And if we have to do it by hand, that's what we're going to do. But that not having a financial system that daily reports on the status of the allocation of funds, the obligation of those funds, the expenses of the funds, and then being able to align it, the day-to-day data that chief medical officer needs to run the hospital, that's just paramount to our business, and we must move in that direction.